You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 358. We're beginning the last book we'll be reading in the Old Testament, the book of Nehemiah. And in just a moment, I'll give a much more detailed introduction. And in the New Testament, we're continuing in the book of Revelation. And in chapter 15, we remember the seven angels with the seven bowls. And in those bowls were seven plagues, and that God's anger would be subsided after these bowls have been emptied on the earth. Well, in today's episode, in chapter 16, we get to see those bowls being poured out onto the earth. You'll find out what plague is in each bowl and how the world reacts. This is certainly a scary message against people who do not love the Lord or refuse to change their lives and their hearts. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Nehemiah, an introduction. Nehemiah was a Jew, but he held an important position in Persia. He was faithful in his service to the Persian king. But one day, Nehemiah heard about how the wall around Jerusalem was falling apart. He began to worry about his people, the Jews, now living in Judah. He wanted to help them, and Nehemiah was just the kind of leader God uses for such hard times. Nehemiah asked the king and queen of Persia to let him go to Jerusalem. They had such great respect for him that all they asked was how long he would be gone. Nehemiah had been very successful in Persia, but there would be a huge challenge waiting for him in Jerusalem. He was not a prophet or a priest. He was a community leader. But Nehemiah's community in Jerusalem was falling apart, just like the wall around their city. Nehemiah returned to the poor Jewish community in Jerusalem. He organized the people, and they began rebuilding the wall around the city. But they still had trouble. Some of the groups living around Jerusalem hated the Jews. They did not like the idea of Nehemiah putting up the walls of the city again. They did all they could to stop him. But God had given Nehemiah great ability. No one could keep him from doing what God wanted. He was successful in Jerusalem, just as he had been in Persia. Under his leadership, the people rebuilt their wall in 52 days. After the wall was built, Nehemiah continued to lead his people. He made a plan to fill the city with people again. He placed guards at the city gates. He called on Levites to serve in the temple, and he chose many other officials. As the governor of Judah, he also made good changes outside the city. The book of Nehemiah finishes the story that started in the book of Ezra. In fact, Ezra plays a leading part in chapter 8 of Nehemiah. Both of these leaders had important roles in the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the Jewish nation. But their roles are different. Ezra led the people of Jerusalem in worship and taught them the scriptures. Nehemiah was the one who rebuilt the walls and made the city a safe place to live. He did much to improve the lives of his people, and he helped to make the temple the center of Jewish life again. All of this made Jerusalem a better place for Ezra to do his part as a religious leader and teacher of the law. In the book of Nehemiah, this great leader rebuilds the wall around Jerusalem and then reorganizes the Jewish people, and finally moves new people into Jerusalem and tells all the Israelites how to live. Let's get started. Nehemiah chapter 1. Nehemiah's prayer. These are the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. I, Nehemiah, was in the capital city of Susa in the month of Kislev. This was in the 20th year that Artaxerxes was king. While I was in Susa, one of my brothers named Hanani and some other men came from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had escaped captivity and still lived in Judah. I also asked them about the city of Jerusalem. They answered,
Nehemiah, the Jews who escaped captivity and are in the land of Judah are having all kinds of trouble. And they feel ashamed when people see the wall of Jerusalem still in ruins and the gates destroyed by fire.
When I heard this about the people of Jerusalem and about the wall, I sat down and cried. I was very sad. I fasted and prayed to the God of heaven for several days. Then I prayed, Lord, God of heaven, you are the great and powerful God. You are the God who keeps his agreement of love with people who love you and obey your commands. Please open your eyes and ears and listen to the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night. I am praying for your servants, the Israelites. I confess the sins we Israelites have done against you. I am confessing that I have sinned against you and that the other people in my father's family have sinned against you. We Israelites have treated you very badly. We have not obeyed the commands, rules, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Please remember the teaching you gave your servant Moses. You said to him,
If you Israelites are not faithful, I will scatter you among the other nations. But if you come back to me and obey my commands, this is what I will do. Even if your people have been forced to leave their homes and go to the ends of the earth, I will gather them from there, and I will bring them back to the place I have chosen to put my name.
The Israelites are your servants and your people. You used your great power and rescued them. So Lord, please listen to my prayer and listen to the prayers of all your other servants who are happy to honor you. Help me today as I ask the king for help. Make him pleased with me so that he will be kind and give me what I ask for. At that time, I was the king's assistant in charge of his wine. Nehemiah chapter 2. The king sends Nehemiah to Jerusalem. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, some wine was brought to the king. I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had never before been sad when I was with him, but now I was sad. So the king asked me,
Are you sick? Why do you look sad? I think your heart is full of sadness.
And then I was afraid. But even though I was afraid, I said to the king, May the king live forever. I am sad because the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins, and the gates of that city have been destroyed by fire. Then the king said to me,
What do you want me to do?
Before I answered, I prayed to the God of heaven. Then I answered the king, If it would please the king, and if I have been good to you, please send me to Jerusalem, the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried. I want to go there and rebuild that city. The king and the queen who was sitting next to him asked me,
How long will your trip take? When will you get back here?
The king was happy to send me, so I gave him a certain time. I also said to the king, If it would please the king to do something else for me, let me ask. Please give me some letters for the governors of the area west of the Euphrates River. I need them so that the governors will give me permission to pass safely through their lands on my way to Judah. I also need timber for the heavy wooden beams, for the gates around the fortress of the temple, for the city wall, and for my house. So I need a letter from you to Asaph, who is in charge of your forests. The king gave me the letters and everything I asked for. The king did that because my God was kind to me. So I went to the governors of the area west of the Euphrates River and gave them the letters from the king. The king had also sent army officers and soldiers on horses with me. Sanballat from Haran and Tobiah, the Ammonite official, heard about what I was doing. They were very upset and angry that someone had come to help the Israelites. Nehemiah inspects the walls of Jerusalem. I went to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Then at night, I started out with a few men. I had not said anything to anyone about what my God had put on my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no horses with me except the horse I was riding. While it was dark, I went out through the valley gate. I rode towards the dragon well and the ash pile gate. I was inspecting the walls of Jerusalem that had been broken down and the gates in the wall that had been burned with fire. Then I rode on towards the fountain gate and the king's pool. As I got close, I could see there was not enough room for my horse to get through, so I went up the valley in the dark, inspecting the wall. Finally, I turned back and went back and through the valley gate. None of the city officials knew where I had gone. They didn't know what I was doing. I had not yet said anything to any of the other Jews, the priests, the leaders, the officials, or any of the others who would be doing the work. Then I said to them, "You can see the trouble we have here. Jerusalem is a pile of ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let's rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Then we will not be ashamed anymore." I also told them that my God had been kind to me. I told them what the king had said to me. Then they answered,
"Let's start to work now."
So we began this good work. But Sanballat from Haran, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard that we were building again. They insulted us and laughed at us, and they said,
"What are you doing? Are you turning against the king?"
But this is what I said to them, "The God of heaven will help us succeed. We are God's servants, and we will rebuild this city. You cannot help us in this work because none of your family lived here in Jerusalem. You don't own any of this land. You have no right to be in this place." Revelation chapter 16, the bowls filled with God's anger. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple. It said to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the seven bowls of God's anger on the earth." The first angel left. He poured out his bowl on the land. And all those who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped its idol got sores that were ugly and painful. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and the sea became blood like a dead man's blood, and everything living in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs of water. The rivers and the springs of water became blood. Then I heard the angel of the waters say to God,
"You are the one who is and who always was. You are the Holy One. You are right in these judgments you have made. The people have spilled the blood of your holy people and your prophets. Now you have given those people blood to drink. This is what they deserve."
And I heard the altar say, "Yes, Lord God all-powerful, your judgments are true and right." The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. The sun was given power to burn the people with fire. The people were burned by the great heat. They cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues. But they refused to change their hearts and lives and give glory to God. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and darkness covered the beast's kingdom. People bit their tongues because of the pain. They cursed the God of heaven because of their pain and the sores they had, but they refused to change their hearts and turn away from the evil things they did. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. The water in the river was dried up. This prepared the way for the rulers from the east to come. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These evil spirits
are the spirits of demons. They have power to do miracles. They go out to the rulers of the whole world to gather them for battle, the great day of God, all-powerful.
Listen, I will come at a time you don't expect, like a thief. Great blessings belong to those who stay awake and keep their clothes with them. They will not have to go without clothes and be ashamed for people to see them.
Then the evil spirits gathered the rulers together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. Then a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne. It said,
"It is finished."
Then there were flashes of lightning, noises, thunder, and a big earthquake. This was the worst earthquake that has ever happened since people have been on Earth. The great city split into three parts. The cities of the nations were destroyed, and God did not forget to punish Babylon the Great. He gave that city the cup filled with the wine of his terrible anger. Every island disappeared, and there were no more mountains. Giant hailstones fell on the people from the sky. These hailstones weighed almost 40 kilograms each. People cursed God because of this plague of the hail. It was terrible!
Psalm chapter 147, verses 1 through 11.
Praise the Lord! Yes, it is good to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and right it is to praise Him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He brings back the Israelites who were taken as prisoners. He heals their broken hearts and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and knows each of them by name. Our Lord is great and powerful. There is no limit to what He knows. The Lord supports the humble, but He shames the wicked. Give thanks to the Lord. Praise our God with harps. He fills the sky with clouds and sends rain to the earth. He makes the grass grow on the mountains. He gives food to the animals and feeds the young birds that cry out. War horses and powerful soldiers are not what He cares about. The Lord delights in people who honor Him and trust in His faithful love.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 358. Join us for day 359, continuing in the book of Nehemiah. He lists out all the different people who helped rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Hey, at the end of days, it'd be good to have your name on that list. But in chapter 4, people make fun of the Jews, and the plot thickens to attack the people of Judah. But Nehemiah is a smart guy, and he makes sure that they're at the right place at the right time to defend against attackers. And in the book of Revelation, we'll continue in chapter 17. Another scary woman appears. She's riding a sea creature. She's drunk on the blood of the faithful. But in one of those rare moments, the angel actually explains who she is. She symbolizes the Roman Emperor Nero, who did a lot of terrible things to the Christians in that period of history. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.